on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent. At one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The Home Secretary's repeated Downing Street statement that Donald Trump was wrong to retweet videos from Britain First. The US President shared three posts from the far-right group's leader yesterday, claiming to show Muslims committing crimes. He then hit out at the Prime Minister's response, telling her not to focus on him. Amber Rudd has told the House of Commons, "We mustn't damage our relationship with America."
The importance of the relationship between our countries, the unparalleled sharing of intelligence, is vital. It has undoubtedly saved British lives. That is the bigger picture here, and I would urge people to remember that.
Immigration's fallen at its steepest rate on record in the year after the EU referendum. The number of people settling in the UK, minus those who left, fell by 100,000. The biggest drop was in people coming here from the European Union. Immigration Minister Brandon Lewis wants to bring down the number even more.
We've always said that reducing net migration to those sustainable levels is a long-term aim. Obviously, while we're in the European Union, we have free movement. So it won't be until we leave the European Union we can get full control over our immigration system.
KMFM News.
We're being told to expect more armed officers in busy areas of Kent during the run-up to Christmas. Extra patrols will be seen at Canterbury Cathedral, Bluewater and Ashford's Designer Outlet, as well as at the Port of Dover and Channel Tunnel in Folkestone. Police say there's no suggestion of any threat and they just want to keep people safe. Controversial plans to potentially scrap dozens of bus services in Kent are being discussed at a meeting today. Bosses at the County Council say they need to stop funding some of the routes to save millions of pounds over 2 years. But campaigners fear it will leave some people isolated and children unable to get to school. Matthew Balfour is in charge of transport in Kent.
Nobody goes into this job wishing to cut services. We want to provide services for the people of Kent. It's a very uncomfortable position to find oneself in.
Police investigating a crash that's left a man in hospital with serious injuries want to hear from anyone who saw it happen. He was flown to hospital for treatment after a car and a van collided on the A28 between Canterbury and Thanet just after 6:30 yesterday morning. Two other people were also injured. Four people have been arrested after power tools were stolen from a shop in Maidstone. People reportedly left a store without paying at the Langley Park Centre yesterday morning. Two men aged 48 and 18 and two women aged 44 and 27 have now been released under investigation.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Iceland and the Co-op have backed a UK-wide bottle deposits return scheme to help tackle plastic pollution in our seas. The move's being welcomed by environmentalists who agreed that the customer should be charged a fee and get it back when they return the container. Will McCallum is from Greenpeace.
Yeah, Iceland and Co-op have now put themselves out there as industry leaders on plastic pollution, and other supermarkets should be playing catch-up, looking at ways that they can reduce their plastic footprint, looking at ways that ultimately they can stop the flow of plastic into the ocean.
Two men have appeared in court accused of posing as police officers to burgle homes in Thanet and Medway. Cash and commemorative coins have been reported stolen after four properties in Broadstairs and Chatham were targeted a week ago. A 43-year-old from Hursden and 37-year-old from Cleveland are due in court next month. We're being urged to check on the elderly and vulnerable as temperatures in Kent struggle to get much above freezing over the next few days. The Met Office has issued a level 3 cold weather alert, with forecasters saying there's an 80% chance of overnight frosts.
This is KMFM.
Volunteers at Kent's busiest hospital are creating hundreds of stockings in the run-up to Christmas for adults who have to stay on the wards. Medway Maritime already provide children with gifts, but want care staff and parents looking after young ones to feel festive too. Present wrapping days have been planned over the next few weeks. Linda Cook is the hospital's chaplain.
For every adult that's in hospital, it's not the place you want to be on Christmas Day. So it's just to bring some Christmas cheer really to them and help them to know that they're thought about and cared for.
The last remaining bank on Rochester High Street is set to close. Lloyds will shut its branch there in April following a survey on how customers prefer to make transactions.
Sport
with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and a Wayne Rooney hat-trick has helped Everton to a much-needed win in the Premier League. They beat West Ham and former boss David Moyes 4-0 at Goodison Park last night. Leaders Man City are 6 points clear at the top after a 1-1 draw at home to Southampton. Elsewhere, there were wins for Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool and Burnley. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.